Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Staffa.
Our next guest is an Academy Award winner who is working to champion women and diverse voices in all forms of media. She is the co-founder of the Bentonville Film Festival, which this year is being held from May 3rd through the 8th. It is a pleasure to say hello to Gina Davis. Gina, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
It is great to have you on. Now, the Bentonville Film Festival, this is a cause that is very near and dear to you. Tell us about it and tell us how it all began.
Well, yeah, you know, I've been a big champion of women in media for a while now. I noticed when my kids were little that there seemed to be far fewer female characters than male characters in what's supposed to be just, you know, harmless entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And so for about 10 years, I've had a research institute that studies gender depictions in TV and movies aimed at kids. The festival, as you said, champions women and diversity, and for the films to qualify, they have to have a number of different qualifiers, like it's starring a woman or about women or a minority, it's directed by a person of color or a woman, maybe the crew is gender balanced or the cast is very diverse. So what we're able to do, thanks to our incredible sponsors, is offer a prize unheard of in the world of film festivals, which is guaranteed distribution. So
wow.
They'll be in theaters, on TV, and on DVD. So, yeah, it's a fantastic thing we're doing.
Is it really a problem still? I know, like, back in the day, the whole women not really getting main roles and things like that. Today, with this research that you said that you've done, is it still a problem?
You won't believe, but the ratio of male to female characters in film has been exactly the same since 1946.
Really?
Wow.
Huh.
So all the movies that we see and we think, oh, well, now there's progress, now there's progress. Now there's been Hunger Games. Now there's been Frozen.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
And, you know, Bridesmaids. There's going to be Ghostbusters. It, you know, those are actually one-offs, and we haven't been able to get any momentum going. But but I feel confident that that we're going to soon start seeing the needle move dramatically, especially in what kids see, because my experience has been in working with studios and networks is that they're not aware. They just don't realize how few female characters there are and how what they're making aimed at kids is not reflective of the world, which is half female. And
it's a really good point, Gina, because I'm thinking about like what my son watched as he's growing up. SpongeBob, male. Patrick Starfish, male. Ernie and Bert, Cookie Monster, Oscar the Grouch.
The Smurfs.
Only
one female in the colony.
That's right. You know, and it's true. And Gina, one of the term I noticed in preparing for this, it's unconscious bias. It's
yeah.
Like, it's just the way it's been done, so
right.
We'll keep doing
so
it that way.
We'll just keep doing it like that.
Right. Yeah. So that's why even the creators are unaware, because they have unconscious bias. They don't realize it either. So that's why research is so important, because you can show the numbers, and then they go, wow. I mean, that's everywhere I've been to share the research. The universal reaction is, what? We had no idea, you know. So, you know, even like crowd scenes in kids' movies can be only sometimes 17% female characters, and it's like, well, how does that happen? But it's just all unconscious.
That's amazing.
I've never noticed
about
that.
Yeah,
ever.
That's really amazing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And the other
well,
thing,
I've ruined movies for you now.
I know you have. But now I'm thinking, and I'm
You're
like,
welcome.
Oh my, wow, really?
See, yeah. I'll never be able to look at any media the same way ever again. Gina, the one thing you mentioned, which is amazing about this festival, is that it is the only festival in the world. It offers the winners guaranteed distribution, which is amazing for any film festival. Because I've been in a series of movies, and then you reach out to the director 2 years ago, well, did you ever get it distributed anywhere? And essentially, it's just a DVD he's using as a coaster in his studio right now. So that
right.
has got to be a tremendous opportunity for these filmmakers.
Yeah, so many filmmakers have told me that it's harder to get distribution than to make the movie.
Sure.
And it's a huge, huge bonus to be able to offer that. And so we're really excited. We're hoping that when people, you know, that we reach a level where when people are making decisions about their films, they'll say, It'd be great to get in that Bentonville Film Festival.
Sure.
Maybe if we hire a woman director.
There you go.
Qualified.
You are like, you
very
know,
nice.
Opening the doors here. I like it.
Yes.
You've been in so many movies that I love so much, okay? Tootsie, Beetlejuice, A League of Their Own. I loved A League of Their Own. That
me
was
too.
Like,
I love that film.
You know what it was? Because when I was younger, I played softball and like, you know, watching the whole like women playing baseball thing was so inspiring for me.
Right.
You know what I mean? So many things. You won in 1988 an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress in The Accidental Tourist. You've been there and done that. You've had a very successful and beautiful career.
What is the key to having a long career?
I'm getting hired in movies.
There you go.
There it is.
See?
She's a good interview.
She's honest. Yeah. That's what we need. But it's amazing the disparity in the roles that you've had, too, all through your career. You know, it's funny. We like to pull up the IMDb of our guests.
Oh, yeah. Let's go back to the beginning.
Gee,
oh, yeah.
Thanks, Gina. I used like 4 tanks of ink in just printing yours here because it's so big. And one of the things that's great is they have personal quotes. And I want to see if you actually said this.
Okay.
Quote, I have an elbow that bends the wrong way, and I do things like stand in an elevator and the doors would close, and I'd pretend that my arm had got caught in it, and then I'd scream, oh, oh, wow, oh, put it back. Did you actually say that and tell us about this strange elbow?
I just have double joints.
Oh, okay.
Just kind of bends the wrong way. But, yeah. I don't do stuff like that anymore. That's in my youth, you know.
Oh, I see. She's matured
like
now.
Yeah.
I see.
The pranks have gone away.
So if we're at the Bentonville Film Festival from May 3rd through 8th once again, we're not going to have Gina, like, you know, with some hijinks over at the elevator. Oh, no, my elbow has now gone in 19 different directions. That's not going to happen.
No, I'll be very, very serious and statesmanlike. Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. And, you know, you've also won a Golden Globe for Commander-in-Chief. You played the first female president on TV. Your career is so diverse.
Yeah.
But when I think of you, I think Thelma and Louise. Mm. I think of you and Susan Sarandon grabbing hands and driving off the cliff. Isn't it amazing when you can have a role in a film that has just become so iconic in our pop culture?
It was amazing. None of us expected that to happen at all, and it was kind of overwhelming, but fabulous. It's really great to be in something that became a cultural landmark.
Sure.
This year is the 25th anniversary.
Wow.
Actually, so yeah, Susan and I have been doing some photo shoots and things together. It's really fun to hang out again.
So with all the movies that you've been in, you've been an actress, you know, for a while now. It's kind of weird to ask you this question, but is there anyone that you haven't worked with that you would love to do a movie with?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, I'm a huge Al Pacino fan.
Oh, yeah. How can you not be?
I don't know what it would be, but I love him. He's just so cool.
Isn't he?
Can you imagine if for some reason, if they gave Pacino the Tom Hanks part back in League of Their Own? Can you see him in that scene, There's No Crying in Baseball? He would have thrown in a couple of expletives as well. It would have been just so much saltier than it was, right?
It would have, yes. It would have. But I could see him doing it. But yeah, it would have to be definitely a little more off color. Yeah.
Well, see what could have been. Once again, you can learn more about the Bentonville Film Festival, get tickets, and you can even support the Film Festival Foundation at BentonvilleFilmFestival.com. The festival takes place May 3rd through the 8th. Gina Davis, best of luck with it once again. And thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I think she really liked us.
I think so, too. She sounded, you know, like she was having a good time. Why
yes,
not?
And that's always the most important thing.
Yeah.
What she's selling or pushing, whatever. Do they like us?
Do
that's
they like
the whole
us?
Thing. Because each time we're building our stature in Hollywood.
I know. Our celebrity status just goes up and up.
And so when we finally do get invited to the Academy Awards and we say hello to Deborah Norville over there on the red carpet we're sitting there, you're going to look at me and say, you know what? It worked. It's because they all loved us
so
much.
Could you imagine us on the red carpet being interviewed by Deborah Norville?
You know, that's not a bad
idea.
That
is like, you made it.
It started from a dream. Now we've got this national radio show. Who knows what comes next?
Crazy.
But she's been in a ton of great movies.
Yes, agreed.
We didn't even talk about Beetlejuice, did we? No.
No.
Oh, you were going to ask her the whole thing.
I wanted to ask her because I heard rumors that there's going to be a Beetlejuice 2.
Mel Brooks said there was going to be. Then he kind of dialed back the whole idea.
Yeah, I know.
So League of Their Own, which we talked about with her, which I loved.
Uh-huh.
She was in a movie called Fletch with Chevy Chase, and she played the first female president on some TV show, Commander in Chief.
She's had a lot of big roles.
We didn't talk about the Gina Davis show, which was canceled after 5 episodes on ABC back in 2000.
She probably didn't want to talk about that.
Things were going so well. And we found out she has like this freaky elbow that's like a real fun thing at
parties.
Double
jointed.
She's double jointed.
It's a party trick.
Let your mind wander. A party trick. That's good. She's an Academy Award-winning actress. We've just labeled her a party trick.
No, I said she has a party trick.
Oh, okay.
Not that she is one.
She's an Academy Award-winning actress who has a very useful party
That's
trick.
That's right.
Adding to her just her stable of ways to entertain folks. Unbelievable. Stay with us. More to come. I do it first. Yes, I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoffel. You just confused me.
I just confused myself. But what's not confusing is this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Sarah has been a professional babysitter for years, so people were shocked when she was arrested for being drunk while babysitting. Apparently, the oldest of 6 kids she was watching called the police one night and made the report. Sarah is over 21 years old, so what would be the actual charges against her? The final verdict after this.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Order in the court.
Sarah was charged with 6 counts of endangering the welfare of a child, serious offenses, and obviously the end of her babysitting career. And that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you know that your passwords are very, very predictable? And it's not difficult for thieves to figure them out. Here's the social science of it. 90% of passwords are highly familiar. Most use their name, children's or partner's name, even a pet's name. Teens use passwords associated with celebrity idols, cartoons, Homer Simpson or Madonna. Those are the 2 most popular fantasy passwords. Some passwords are very, sexual. Finally, only 10% of all passwords are cryptics and use strange-looking, boring, and unintelligible collection kind of gobbledygook numbers and letters. What's the cheap psychological trick? Go with boring passwords. Don't go with something that's top of mind. Never, ever give a hacker an even break. Did I nail your password? Let me know at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.